Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And happy Cinco de Mayo. And what a wet Cinco de Mayo it is. Wednesday, May the 5th, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. And here we are. Now, really, this is not a holiday in the United States, but we love Cinco de Mayo in recent years. People will celebrate it today. Stores will celebrate it. Bars love to celebrate this day. It's almost become as big as St. Patrick's Day, if not bigger. And I think this all started when salsa became the number one condiment in the United States. And then I think Cinco de Mayo followed suit, not too far behind. So happy Cinco de Mayo out there to everybody. Now, as you know, if you've listened to this station for quite a while, we do have a Cinco de Mayo tradition, because one of my long-term guests, who actually, it started before this station 7 years ago. I've been interviewing this woman for close to 20 years now on, I guess it's been about three radio stations, one television station. Pat Carroll, Emmy Award-winning actress and best known as the voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid, actually went to her house on Cape Cod back in 2017. So I have a very good relation with Pat Carroll, and her birthday is Cinco de Mayo. So every year, I try to call Pat on Cinco de Mayo on the air, and we have a little chat with her, and hopefully we will do that later on this morning. Now, Pat today turns 94 years old. The legendary Pat Carroll will turn 94, and we will try to catch up with her later on this morning before the program's on the air. Now, why I say we'll try is because, as you know, on your birthday, it's kind of a busy day. So, most of the times we're able to get Pat, but if we don't, we certainly understand because it's her birthday, but we will try in hour number two this morning to get Pat Carroll on the line, wish her happy 94th birthday and a happy Cinco de Mayo, and kind of go on from there. Now, I had a story yesterday that I left over that I wanted to bring up today, and we are going to get to some Cinco de Mayo stuff here this morning, because I think it's important to inform people on Cinco de Mayo, and I think we'll do it in a fun way this morning. And since there's nothing else to do, it's a nice rainy morning out there. But I don't know if how many of you know this, but here in Marion, we have two Wendy's restaurants. Now, the one on Delaware Avenue right now is undergoing construction, and I'm not sure when that will be back open. But the one on Mount Vernon Avenue is open and always does a great business, and I like Wendy's, and everything's hunky-dory there. Well, it was hunky-dory until Monday night. Monday night, I went to Wendy's, and what I like to get at Wendy's is the grilled chicken Parmesan salad, because I like Parmesan cheese, I like salad, and I like grilled chicken. And there's really no salad like that anywhere else. Now, my favorite kind of dressing, just for the record, is ranch dressing. It's really the only type of dressing I like. I can do other dressings, but ranch is my favorite. So Monday night, and I've never had a problem with this before, I go to Wendy's, and I order the grilled chicken Parmesan salad, as I have done many, many times before, and I ask for ranch dressing. And their reply is, we've discontinued ranch dressing. And they had. They have discontinued ranch dressing. Now, here is what I don't get. Now, my guess is that the most popular salad dressing that you could possibly have at any restaurant would be ranch dressing. Because people dip nuggets in it, people dip mozzarella sticks in it, people put it on their salads, people put it all over the place. So why you would discontinue ranch dressing, I don't know. And I'm wondering, now I don't want to cause a scare here, heavens knows, but do you think there is some kind of shortage, or has Wendy's just gone nuts and got rid of their ranch dressing? Or is it just discontinued for a time? Now, the way it was explained to me on Monday night is that it's discontinued. That it ain't coming back. But, you know, this wasn't exactly the manager I was talking to either. So this is very strange to me. Now, does anybody know anything about ranch dressing that maybe has just went over my head? Or why would a restaurant do away with ranch dressing? Because I know Wendy's serves nuggets. I bet some people dip their nuggets in ranch dressing. Why would you do away with ranch dressing? Does anybody get this? 740. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm choking here in a second. 740-383-9944. This morning, I had a great way to start off the Cinco de Mayo holiday. I came in this morning, and there was a ham and cheese omelet here and a large Diet Coke. And the ham and cheese omelet was just delicious. Big chunks of ham and all kinds of melted cheese in it, and the omelet was very good, very fulfilling breakfast in the morning. Great way to start Cinco de Mayo. But the last bite I took before I came on the air this morning went down the wrong pipe. Went down the wrong pipe. So now it's kind of back there, floating around in the back of my throat, and I haven't quite gotten it all up yet. So I'm taking drinks of the diet soda to try to dislodge that piece of ham and cheese omelet. But it was worth it. And I thank the person who dropped that off this morning, because it was a dreary morning. So to get up early this morning and go and get that omelet and go and get that soda, I sincerely appreciate that. But, you know, that's what I got going right now. I got a little piece of ham and cheese omelet stuck in the back of my throat. In any event, does anybody know about the ranch dressing? Does anybody know about Wendy's and ranch dressing? This is the real scourge in my life right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do we know why Wendy's has discontinued ranch dressing? For the present time. See, I think if there's a big enough outcry, maybe something will be done about this. Now, another thing I want to bring up here, I realized this morning, we've been in this studio now about a month and a few days. I realized this morning that I do not have enough desk space. Now, I have space on the desk here, but what I really need is like a, I don't need a whole nother desk because we really don't have room for that, but I need something like an end table to sit over here on the side that I can just set stuff on. Because when I was trying to get the Cinco de Mayo information ready this morning, and I was trying to juggle the breakfast, and trying to juggle the headsets, and the keyboard, and the soundboard, and the microphone, it just was not working very well. So I'm going to have to find some kind of end table. So, you know, something not very big, about the size of a TV tray or something like that, just to be able to set stuff on that I'm not using at that time, to put here on the side so I can obtain that information quickly. Does nobody else have a problem with this whole Wendy's thing? Maybe this is just my complaint this morning, that Wendy's has done away with the ranch dressing. Maybe I'm the only one who's upset about this. 740-383-9944. Oh, maybe this is somebody else to commiserate with me about this. Go ahead, caller.
This time a little different. Your listeners might be interested. I just come by Med Center. It looks like they're having a flower sale for Mother's Day out there.
Oh, over at Med Center.
That every year. Yeah. out in front of the Med Center on Delaware Avenue.
So is it one of those drive-through plant sales?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Does it say the prices out there or anything?
I was just going by on the road, and I seen some people out there looking at a whole bunch of flowers, hanging baskets and potted plants and what have you. I know they used to do it over to Marion General, but that was under construction for a while, so maybe they moved it over to Med Center.
Yeah, well, that's great. Hey, thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it. Well, there you go. The big plant sale at Marion General going on, apparently this morning, but going on over at Med Center, formerly the Smith Clinic, now associated with Marion General. You know, it's across the street there from Marion General. I don't know. Do you call that across the street? It's on Delaware Avenue. It's on Delaware Avenue, kind of across from what would you say? Deluxe One building? Is it down that far? It's kind of hard to place that building. It covers quite a bit of area. But the old Smith Clinic, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about that. So if you don't have a Mother's Day gift yet, there is a good spot, I guess, to go. Let's see here. Any more about the Wendy's ranch dressing? It must just be me. Do people have their gift from Mom coming up on Sunday, Mother's Day? You know, it's interesting. The biggest day in restaurants all year round is Sunday, Mother's Day. But last year, I believe all the restaurants were closed. So I don't know what they did during the pandemic with Mom. And I don't know what they'll do this year with Mom. Maybe get her a flower. Might be a good idea. You can head over to Smith Clinic today, apparently, and pick one up. And that's all for a good cause. So that's nice. So I'm glad our listener called in and gave us a heads up on that. So over at the Smith Clinic today, they are doing the plant sale. And moms always like plants. Even if Mom is not a gardener, Mom likes flowers and plants. And I think moms probably like plants more than flowers. You know, Mom is not really somebody you go out and get like a dozen roses for. Those die fairly quick. But like a hanging plant, you can't go wrong there. Mom just waters that every day, gives her something to do. It can hang outside all summer through Labor Day. So that's a nice gift. And that's probably what they're doing over at the Smith Clinic today. Did you hear it? The noise started to, or the voice started to buckle there from that omelet. 740-383-9944. Has anybody heard anything about ranch dressing before we get into the Cinco de Mayo bit here? Oh, and by the way, I think I'm about to give up on the Don Fleming, Ruth Green hunt. Now, if anybody has any information on any of these people, either of these two people, I'll still be glad to take it, because I do wonder and care what happened to them. But we haven't heard from them. We've been doing this for like 4 days now, and I'll do this very quickly. Ruth Green used to work at the Marion Star. She's probably more than 95 years old now. She used to live over by Grant Middle School, and apparently she has now vacated her house, according to one of our listeners, and we don't know what became of her. Now, I don't think Ruth had any kids. She had a sister who died in the last few years, and her husband died several years ago. And I just wonder what happened to Ruth. I hope she's doing okay. I know she used to listen to this station, according to her yard man. I knew Ruth fairly well. Stayed in touch with her a little more years ago. But, you know, last time I saw her, she was doing fine, still driving, still going to the grocery store. So I just wondered what happened to Ruth. I don't know if she's ended up in a retirement community or if she's if she moved in with family or left the city. I don't know what happened to Ruth. So if anybody has any information on Ruth Green, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. And our longer, maybe even more convoluted person we were looking for was Don Fleming. Don was a guy, he used to attend the county commissioner meetings more than city council that I saw. He used to be just about at every county commissioner meeting that I went to twice a week on Tuesday and Thursday morning. And, you know, he liked to get up and ask questions. Let's put it that way. But he was a very unique guy, and I used to see him all the time, but probably haven't seen him in more than 10 years at this point. Now, we've had many people call in about Don and say that they went to school with him, and that he possibly ran a construction business, or his son ran a construction business, and possibly he might have got in trouble about 10 years ago. We don't know. And he went to live with somebody else. I don't know what's happened to Don Fleming. And we've never been able to figure it out. But the descriptions that people have given are correct. He was a bigger guy. And when I say bigger, I'm not talking about heavy. He was just a big, broad-shouldered guy. He would be probably in his early 80s now. There is no obituary for him. People have looked that up. So I don't know. I don't know where Don Fleming is. Hopefully one day he turns up, as well as Ruth Green, or information on either one of them. And if you have it, give us a buzz. We would be glad to know it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don Fleming or Ruth Green. Information. Don't forget today, when this show's over, I'll be on with Glenn Coble from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we'll have A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon today from 6:10 until 7 p.m. Don't miss any of that. Now we're going to go into Cinco de Mayo stuff here. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask trivia questions pertaining to Cinco de Mayo. Now, call in with your answers. Now, here's how this is going to work. I am going to write down who answers the trivia questions correctly. And then I'm going to draw a name out once we get all these questions answered. As to who the winner of this contest is. But I'm not going to tell you what the prize is. I will tell you tomorrow morning what you have won for Cinco de Mayo. See, that's going to be the little twist. This is like, let's make a deal. You don't know what you're playing for today. So again, here's what will happen. I'll ask a question. You answer the question. I'll write your name down. Then tomorrow morning, I will draw a winner out, and I will tell you what you've won. But I'm not going to tell you what you're playing for yet. So, let's make a deal. It could be something really good, or it could be something really silly. But you'll never know if you don't get any questions right. So these are not too terribly difficult questions when it comes to Cinco de Mayo. So let's get in here, because we're 36 minutes past the hour. In what country is Cinco de Mayo most widely celebrated? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know what country Cinco de Mayo is most widely celebrated? What country? 740-383-9944. This should not be a hard question. In what country, is what the question actually says. In what country is Cinco de Mayo most widely celebrated? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer? Cinco de Mayo trivia, or Cinco de Mayo trivia, here this morning on WWGH Radio. All right, let's see if this is a correct answer coming down the pipe. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what is Cinco de Mayo?
Well, that might be one of the questions. I can't divulge that yet.
Oh.
So, do you know which country it's most widely celebrated?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Don't even know what's... You know, let me see here if that's one of our questions. Well, I'll tell you. It has to do with... Well, it's actually one of our questions, so I can't really give that. But if you listen long enough, you'll kind of get an idea of what it is.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mm. All right. In what country is Cinco de Mayo most widely celebrated? That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. See, this might be difficult trivia, because if we don't know what Cinco de Mayo is, we're going to be in deep areas. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't it here in the United States?
Not the United States, but we do like to celebrate it now.
Okie doke.
Okay, thank you. Not the United States, but we certainly are big into it. I don't know how that all became to be, but yeah, we love our Cinco de Mayo here in the United States now. The question again, in what country is Cinco de Mayo most widely celebrated? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Where is Cinco de Mayo most widely celebrated? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Spain.
Spain. Let's take a look here. Not Spain. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Spain. In what country is Cinco de Mayo most widely celebrated? Not Spain. Go ahead, caller.
Mexico.
Mexico. You have got it. Cinco de Mayo is largely only celebrated in Puebla, Mexico, not across the country, but Mexico is where it's celebrated. What's your name?
Patricia Franklin.
All right, Patricia. You are down for a correct answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, Patricia's in. Yes, in what country is Cinco de Mayo most widely celebrated? The answer is Cinco de Mayo is largely only celebrated in Puebla, Mexico, not across the country, but it is celebrated more in Mexico than any other country. All right, next question. What other holiday is Cinco de Mayo most frequently confused with? This is interesting. What other holiday is Cinco de Mayo most frequently confused with? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now remember, as we learned from our first question, that it's most widely celebrated in Mexico. So, that being said, what other holiday is Cinco de Mayo most frequently confused with? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any ideas on this one? Now remember, oh, maybe this is a correct answer. Coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
I'll take a guess. Halloween.
Not Halloween, but that's a good guess. Not Halloween. Cinco de Mayo not confused with Halloween. What other holiday is Cinco de Mayo frequently confused with? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, isn't it the Day of the Dead they confuse Cinco de Mayo with?
Not the Day of the Dead, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Not the Day of the Dead. Good guess out there this morning, though. What other holiday is Cinco de Mayo most frequently confused with? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Thanksgiving.
Not Thanksgiving. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
Not Thanksgiving. What other holiday is Cinco de Mayo most frequently confused with? Go ahead, caller.
Would it be the Mexican Independence Day?
You've got it. Mexican Independence Day. Now, Mexican Independence Day is actually September the 16th, but people think that Cinco de Mayo is their Independence Day, which is not correct. Patricia, I got you down again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, two for Patricia this morning. All right, we better get our thinking caps on. Patricia's getting these all right, but we have some good guesses. All right, number three. Let's see here. Still getting that omelet up here. Well, this might be a little... Well, you might get this right. Think about this one. On May 5th, 1862, a Mexican militia unexpectedly defeated the French in what battle? Now, this kind of explains what Cinco de Mayo is. It's not Mexican Independence Day, as we just learned. That's September the 16th. But this is why Cinco de Mayo is celebrated in Mexico. On May 5th, 1862, a Mexican militia unexpectedly defeated the French in what battle? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, think of what we've learned here so far about Cinco de Mayo. We've learned that it's most widely celebrated in Mexico. All right, let's go to the phones here and see if we have an answer. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's the Battle of Puebla or something. Yeah, P-U-E-B-L-A.
Pueblo, because actually in Mexico, Cinco de Mayo is not celebrated across the country. It's just celebrated in Puebla. But yes, it's the Battle of Puebla because it was short and... it did not signal winning the war, but it's actually where Cinco de Mayo came from. So you are exactly right. Is this Judy?
Yes, it is.
All right, Judy, well, I got you down.
Can you call more than once, or is it just once?
No, you unlimited calls this morning.
Oh, okay then.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, Judy had it right. On May 5th. Now this, you can, if you go out later on, you can fascinate people with why. What is Cinco de Mayo? On May 5th, 1862, a Mexican militia unexpectedly defeated the French in a battle known as the Battle of Puebla. So, and I could be pronouncing that wrong, but that's what it was. That's how we got to Cinco de Mayo. Okay. Next question. What French leader sent troops to Mexico in an effort to assert territorial control? Okay. Now you got to know your French leaders here. What French leader sent troops to Mexico in an effort to assert territorial control? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Napoleon III.
Did you Google that or did you just know that?
I just knew that.
You know what? I am very impressed with you this morning. Do you know a lot about Cinco de Mayo?
No, just a little of the highlights.
But you knew about Napoleon. He was a short little guy and he had a complex.
Yeah, this one was a little later on. He wanted to be like the first Napoleon.
Was he a short little guy too?
I don't think so. I actually think he was taller, and he lost to Bismarck when he took on the Germans and found out they were a lot better than him.
Isn't that something? Well, this is interesting, you know, because I think people will celebrate tonight by having a tequila, but they have no idea what this day is about. What's your name, sir?
Rick.
Rick. All right, Rick. I've got you down. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Rick jumps in. He's right. Napoleon III, which is not the Napoleon we all think about, short little Napoleon. All right, let's move along here. Now, this is kind of a... let me see here. Okay. Well, this is interesting. Because the answer does not really... You know, I'm just going to tell you this because this answer really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The question is, Wait here. Oh, wait, I got the answer. Hold on. Now, see, if I paid attention, I would have this. All right, let me go back here. Okay, question number 5 this morning. Okay, I've got it. During what decades did Cinco de Mayo celebrations become popular in the United States? 2 decades. And they're right next to each other. All right. During what decades did Cinco de Mayo become popular in the United States? So that would be, you know, 2 decades right next to each other. What would those 2 decades be? So it would be like, well, I don't want to say any, you know what I'm talking about. You know what a decade is. So which 2 decades, and they're right next to each other, did Cinco de Mayo become popular in the United States? All right, go ahead, caller.
1880s.
Not the 1880s. 1880s, not the answer. In what 2 decades did Cinco de Mayo become popular in the United States? 2 decades right next to each other. What would they have been? Now remember, there's 2 of them. All righty here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller. Well, if you're there, caller, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see what we've got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
1970s and 1980s.
Not the 70s and 80s, but good guess. Not the 70s and the 80s, but a good guess. During what decades, and there are 2 of them, did Cinco de Mayo become popular in the United States? Go ahead, caller.
1980 and 1990.
Not the 80s and 90s, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not the 80s and the 90s. During what 2 decades did Cinco de Mayo become popular in the United States? Does anybody know? Cinco de Mayo trivia. Go ahead, caller.
The 50s and 60s.
Let's see here. You are right. It is the 50s and the 60s. Now, it actually became popular then because we had a good neighbor policy in the United States in those decades. Do you remember the good neighbor policy?
No.
I've never heard of that either, but apparently that's when it became popular here. Well, Patricia, I got you down. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Patricia down for another one. Cinco de Mayo became popular in the 50s and the 60s because of the United States' good neighbor policy. Whatever that was. All right. Next question here. Cinco de Mayo. How many men made up the Mexican militia that defeated the French in the battle on May 5th, 1862? Now, if you get within 1,000, I'll give you the answer. So if you get within 1,000, I will give you the answer here. How many men made up the Mexican militia that defeated the French in the battle on May 5th, 1862? And we now know that was the Battle of Puebla. If I'm saying that right. Go ahead, caller.
Actually, Cinco de Mayo got nationwide popularity in the 80s because advertising campaigns by beer and wine companies.
You'll have to argue with the United States government on this. That's where these questions came from.
What date was that put together? Well, the government's going to lie anyways. We all know that.
Well, and I did get your message, and actually,
Pat Carroll
will be on this morning at 9:30.
She's what, 93?
94.
94, yeah.
94. Yep. Spoke to her last night. She's doing well.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank
later.
All right. So here we go. How many men made up the Mexican militia that defeated the French in the battle on May 5th, 1862? If you get within 1,000, I'll give it to you. Go ahead, caller.
6,500.
6,500. No, you're close, though. You're close.
All right, thanks.
Not 6,500. How many men made up the Mexican militia that defeated the French in the battle on May 5th, 1862? Go ahead, caller.
4,000.
Not 4,000, but you're close. Not 4,000. How many men made up the Mexican militia that defeated the French in the battle May 5th, 1862? Which is how we got Cinco de Mayo. If you get within 1,000, I'll give you this one. How many men? Go ahead, caller.
5,000.
Not 5,000. And remember, if you get within 1,000, I will give you this answer. How many men made up the Mexican militia that defeated the French in the battle on May 5th, 1862? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say about 2,000.
2,000? It's exactly 2,000. You have got it right. All right. I got you down, Judy. Thanks.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was 2,000. Oh, let's see here. 2,000 loyal Mexicans were quickly assembled to defend Puebla in 1862. All right. On to our next question here. What do we got? Who was the president? Now, this will be interesting. Go ahead, caller.
2,000.
2,000. That's right. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. We've got 2,000. Now, here's an interesting one. Now, I'm guessing somebody's going to have to Google this, unless our friend who was listening earlier, Rick, knows this. Rick, I'm counting on you with this one. Who was the president of Mexico in 1862? Now, I'm sure that's easily Googleable, and it's not hard to pronounce, but you'd really have to know your stuff to get this one right, unless you Googled it. Who was the president of Mexico in 1862 when this all went down? When the whole Cinco de Mayo thing got underway. Who was the president of Mexico in 1862? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was the president of Mexico in 1862? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Maximilian?
Not Maximilian, but a good guess. Thank you. Not Maximilian. All right. Who was the president of Mexico in 1862? The president of Mexico in 1862. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't that Juarez?
Do you remember his first name?
I would say Juan, but I don't think it's Juan. I can't remember. I just remember Juarez.
It is Juarez. I'll put you down for that one, but it was Benito.
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 Wow-wee. That was the great-grandson of Mussolini.
He was a liberal who became president in 1861.
Oh, my.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
The son of Mussolini. What'd you say? Grandson of Mussolini? Son of Mussolini?
Well, it would have been grandfather.
Grandson of Mussolini was a liberal.
The grandfather of Mussolini.
Oh, he was
1862. Mussolini wasn't born until 1890-something or other.
Now, would you call Mussolini a liberal?
A very, very strict liberal.
Yeah, very strict liberal. But it's Benito Juarez.
Benito Juarez.
You got it.
Hey, did you listen to the Bucyrus station has a sarcastic commercial about Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, do they?
Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
I was stunned when I heard it. I'm going to try to find out where a copy of it, where it can be played, or where I can acquire a copy of it. I heard that, and it's made to sound like a beer commercial, and it's going on about all you idiots who celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Here's to you. I could not believe I was hearing it. It was like I was listening to Saturday Night Live or the Dr. Demento Hour.
Well, probably a sponsor over there paid big bucks for that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost nine.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you. All right, let's see if we can get another trivia question in here before the top of the hour. All right. What is the most popular food eaten on Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? How about that one? Okay. What is the most popular food eaten on Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? 740-383-9944. I doubt a lot of people will be eating this here, but I know they will be celebrating. What is the most popular food eaten on Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Tacos.
Not tacos, but a good guess. Tacos do not make the cut. What is the most popular food eaten on Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? Today in Mexico, Cinco de Mayo. What is the most popular food eaten on Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? 740-383-9944. I can see a lot of thinking caps on out there. 740-383-9944. We've already got, how many winners here this morning? People entered into our contest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. 7 in so far. Are we going to get an eighth before the top of the hour here? What is the most popular food eaten in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo? Go ahead, caller.
Enchiladas?
Not enchiladas, but that's a good guess. Not enchiladas. What is the most popular food eaten in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo? Most popular food eaten in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo. 740-383-9944. Is somebody going to Google this really fast before the top of the hour? All right, we've got about 30 seconds here. What is the most popular food eaten in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Mole poblano.
I bet you just knew that too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, right on top of my head.
Mole poblano is a dark sauce made of ground ingredients. I wonder if you can even get that around here.
I've never seen it.
Mole poblano. I bet you can't pick that up at Taco Bell.
Well, we can't even get ranch.
Oh, I'm telling you. The whole... this is a crime against humanity as far as...
It is.
Concerned.
It's an outrage.
Terrible.
I'm ready to protest.
Terrible. I got you down. Thanks for
okay.
calling. Bye-bye. All right, and we're going to break. Coming back in 10 minutes with more trivia.
Love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going, and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page @Williams Grass Cutters. email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do